Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news with the Irish Independent WhatsApp channel.
Seachtain, an Indo-Askeilige.
Táim I mon iarachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chur, agus súligam amach an seo, gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfach ara I gcuir na meáin an cheist sin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthchar an reachtam. Iadach sé tarann go raibh an orthchar san I lis dúthail agus go mbeadh fanacht gáir a chloig sár ducha sin éachar. Ná ní bhíonn ann tar d'oraibh sé sin. Vin Marav.
Seachtain. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Hello and you're welcome to The Big Tech Show with me, Adrian Weckler. Now, there is another crackdown on dodgy boxes. This time, the authorities say they're focusing on Fire Sticks, Fire TV Sticks, which are often used as dodgy boxes when they're loaded with software. But will it make any difference? Will anyone call round to your house if you have a dodgy boxes? And do any of us really care? I mean, do any of us feel guilty about using these things, or are they just going to be around forever? JJ Clark is in studio with me. JJ, here we are again. It's the third crackdown in as many years, reportedly, on dodgy boxes. And I keep reporting this, and I have to say I'm not seeing that much of a difference.
Yeah, and just for clarity, so I've never actually seen a dodgy box. I've been offered
Your
one.
Your secret's safe with me.
Yeah. But are dodgy boxes now, you mentioned Fire Sticks, are they uniquely that, or are they still doing the TV box set type dodgy boxes
as
well?
Yeah, they are. It's both. In fact, dodgy box has become kind of a catch-all term. You can almost use it as a verb. I'm going to dodgy box something. And that might mean that you're looking at a stream online. Like if you want to go and see a Premier League match, for example, and if it's not on the TV, what a lot of people will do if they don't have a dodgy box or a fully loaded Amazon Fire TV stick, they will go online and it takes about 4 or 5 minutes to find a stream with that match. So, but specifically the dodgy box is what they're talking about here and this crackdown that they're talking about. And we'll get to what that crackdown is in a few minutes, like what actually is a crackdown on dodgy boxes. But to answer your question, it can either be this an Android box, which is loaded with software, Kodi or something else, or it can be an Amazon Fire Stick, which is similarly altered, similarly loaded. And the way that usually this works, you can do it yourself, but the common thing that I hear about a lot is there'll be some person who's known in the neighborhood, in the community, who offers subscriptions. So instead of paying your 50 quid for football or your 100 quid or your 150 quid for everything to Sky, they'll offer you a subscription for a tenner a month. And that gives you access, they say, to everything, because they've hacked the streams.
So they're the middleman in this.
They're the middleman, yeah. They're the middleman. Now, I think we're going to talk a little bit about the ethics and the morality of this in a few minutes. And I think there are degrees of morality when it comes to this. Because I remember when I was a kid, we used to tape music off our ghetto blasters. Okay, I'm going back to the 80s and the 90s here. On a tape, okay?
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah, and that was illegal. That was piracy. We used to listen to pirate radio stations. In fact, our favorite as kids, our favorite music stations were pirate radio stations. And they were illegal. And what they were doing was illegal. And sometimes we used to buy like bootleg CDs or bootleg tapes. And they were illegal as well. So all of these things, there is a kind of a cultural memory of, you know, not obeying copyright law in Ireland and every other country. Now, I think there is a bit of a difference, though, in using a dodgy box. Unless you're using it yourself and you know what you're doing, which in itself is a little bit dodgy.
Mm.
But if you are subscribing, if you're paying somebody down the street a tenner, you're actually getting into the realm of criminal gangs there, I think.
Well, where you're interacting with criminal gangs for certain, or the edges of criminality?
I think there's no question about that. So I do think there are degrees of morality, and all of this is debatable. But look, let me just clarify what we're talking about here when we talk about a crackdown. There's an organization called the Federation Against Copyright Theft, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It's not the guards, although they do work with the guards sometimes. And they essentially go around and try to detect, you know, what the problem is, how many people are breaking copyright law, how many people are using dodgy boxes, but particularly they focus on who's selling dodgy boxes. Or they try to break up rings and central operations that are hacking the streams and that are disseminating or sending the streams out, okay? So the current crackdown, which is focusing on fire sticks, we're told, involves turning up in person to, or emailing, or otherwise contacting sellers of dodgy boxes and fire sticks. And that could mean somebody who lives in your estate. That could mean somebody in a local shop who does this on the side. And it's not hard to know who these people are, because within a community, word gets around pretty quickly. Oh yeah, you can pay, you know, such and such down the road, and he or she, it's actually almost always a he will hook you up to all of your football, all of your movies for, you know, €8 a month.
Right. And just in terms of the people that are there, you pay €10 Revolut or whatever. How is that happening? And are you're getting the physical product from the person in person?
Codes, a lot of the time. So you code. So they'll give you a code. So so you'll buy the box, you'll buy the device, and then the access is often code restricted. So you'll get codes, and you'll get updated codes to apply, for example. So you'll often hear of, like one of the problems with dodgy boxes, they're not completely reliable. Sometimes streams and networks are disrupted. This Crowd Federation Against Copyright Theft claimed that they have disrupted a lot of networks. And that means you could be in the middle of a match and the signal goes down. Now, some of the dodgy box operators say that will claim that they can be back up and running in a couple of hours or whatever, but it will usually require a new code or the equivalent of a code.
And are you giving someone hand to hand €10, or are you Revolut them? That this is where, as you say, it gets into criminality, because you're leaving a trail of digital footprint of where you have been.
And that footprint is evident in the cases where people are caught. So last year, there was a guy who got a suspended sentence for being involved in this in Dublin. There was another guy in the north who I think got a couple of months in jail.
Yeah.
And in the UK last year or the year before, there was quite a serious ring that was broken up. It was like a little studio that was hacking together and you know, broadcasting, for want of a better term, the dodgy streams out.
Yeah.
And that was a combination of several years in prison and massive fine. But the sums were huge, hundreds of thousands or millions of pounds.
Yeah, you mentioned a pub in Kerry as well that sustained a fine.
That's
but
right.
Is that a spit in the ocean?
Like, it is.
There.
See, this
stolen.
Is the thing. I mean, I was at an event at a sports club in Dublin a few months ago, and I look up on the screen and there's Katie Taylor in her championship fight. And it's kind of every 2 or 3 minutes it stutters. And they're, you know, 100 people in this room looking at this fight. And, it's suddenly apparent to me, this is a dodgy box that they're using. And nobody seemed to be bothered by that. This comes round to, there's two questions. One is the morality, and do people mind about dodgy box? But the second is really, do crackdowns work?
Right.
So you mentioned a pub in Kerry. There was a pub in Kerry fined €20,000 because there aren't really TV inspectors that come around people's houses, but there are the equivalent of inspectors who go around commercial premises and to check whether, like, a pub, for example, is using a dodgy box, and they were caught that way. But for you or me or anyone else who's tempted to use a dodgy box, there isn't really any equivalent. And every time I report on this, this always goes to the top of our charts. Most read story. It was the most read story on independent.ie yesterday. I would say it was the same or close to it for RT and for the others. And behind that, I think, is the question that most people have, or most people who have a dodgy box in Ireland, and it's probably over 100,000 people. The last recorded figure
was 170, yeah.
170,000. This was 5 years ago. It was a European survey. Ireland was sixth in the European League in terms of dodgy box usage. But the big question that people have is, am I going to get caught? Like, is it like a TV inspector thing where people are coming around? Is there any way that they might know that I'm using a dodgy box? I think that's the main interest behind this story.
Yeah.
And every time, you know, I have to write, you know, no, it's very unlikely that you're going to be caught. It's because for one reason or another, it's very difficult to detect if you're using a dodgy box, and the resources that would be required to do it aren't really put into it, certainly not by the guards.
Yeah, but like, could you imagine? So you have the TV license inspectors going around and they've dropped off substantially in the last 2 years. But having a dodgy box person come in, can I have a look at your dodgy box? Even that sentence, you know, and then like the chances of you letting them in or saying, oh, here's my license or here's my Netflix receipt. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and particularly in the area that we're in at the moment where there's already resistance to paying the TV license for other reasons that we have well covered related to RTE and others. So, you know, there's the question of whether a crackdown actually works. And the Federation Against Copyright Theft is saying that in some ways it is, and it's pointing to these prosecutions. But on the other hand, the elephant in the room here is whether people are willing to keep using dodgy boxes. And I've kind of very mixed thoughts on this. I generally don't like the idea of dodgy boxes. I think, first of all, as somebody who doesn't use one, I do feel like I'm being slightly cheated by anyone, any neighbor of who does use one, because I kind of think
the tax argument. If they're not paying their taxes,
right,
you know,
so I'm subsidizing it. But the other one, the other reason, like the other thing that gets me is the idea of a criminal gang. That's kind of annoying, because to make things melodramatic comparison here, cocaine. Okay.
Right.
So a lot of middle class people use cocaine. Now, I don't know what the figure is. I'm using a lot advisedly here, but a lot of middle class people use cocaine. And for them, it's a fun thing. It's kind of living your best party life, right? Cocaine like causes brutal beatings and murders and hardship and all sorts of...
destroys neighborhoods.
All sorts of terrible stuff, okay? There is a dissociation. There's a cognitive dissociation between those two that middle class people in particular seem to be able to do. Now, if they're able to do that for something that's as bad, that can be at the sharp end, as bad, that can cause gangland murders because it doesn't happen in their neighborhood, so they don't really care as much.
Yeah, cartel-esque behavior.
If they're capable of that cognitive dissociation there, you know, they're going to be capable of using a dodgy box when really, you know, the sharp end of it, the bad end of it is nowhere near as bad as it's going to be for drugs.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's a melodramatic metaphor.
Right.
I know.
It's an invidious comparison. And the reason I say that is because the Joe Soap on the street, who's using the dodgy box, they don't see a single person getting ripped off. It's not like you're stealing from your local, you know, corner shop. It's you see this big amorphous company and you say, ah, sure, they have loads of money. No bother.
Yeah, and you know, you see Premier League footballers on £400,000 a week. And that's the argument that often comes back, is that these huge, big, giant mega corporations, these overpaid, pampered stars, you know, charging me €110 a month to pay for this is you know, says too much about how rotten a system we have. Now, I have a limited amount of sympathy for that argument.
Right, because, it's entitled.
Yeah, and also it's a bit of a chancer argument as well. You're kind of reaching for excuses a little bit. I don't believe that the primary reason you're using a dodgy box is your objection to the capitalist structure. I really don't believe that.
No, it's
a convenient excuse.
Yeah, it's like the resistance element. Like there's so little friction in it, and it makes life slightly cheaper. So that's that's the reason.
Yeah.
And just on that, do you think that, like, you know, the stratification of the different streaming services, is that pushing the consumer towards dodgy boxes?
As in, you mean there's so many of them and prices are going up?
Prices are going up, yeah.
It could be, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this before. All or most of the major streaming services have or are in the process of or have flagged that they will raise their prices. And so what used to be, you know, a solid 8, 9, 10 euro a month is now going to 12, 13, 15, 20, 22 euro a month. So all of that, given the other prices rises we're seeing, broadband, telecoms, food, energy, although energy prices are slightly coming down at the moment, all of that stuff, you know, it is cumulative. And so it could lead to, you know, I suppose more use of dodgy boxes. Even still, we are talking about a real first world thing here. I mean, we're not talking about access to food or warmth or shelter or clean water. We're literally talking about being able to watch Liverpool versus Luton, you know, on a...
Or to have, like, access to prestige media. So people aren't watching sort of daytime TV. They're not checking out The Chase, season 2, episode 3, on it. They're watching, you know, Game of Thrones. Yeah, they're watching the big things.
Absolutely, HBO.
Water cooler moments.
Exactly. Premium sport. Because, of course, as you and everyone else knows, you can watch TV absolutely free in Ireland, legally, with the Serviu. The Serviu system.
Right.
Now, that's a whole other system. I mean, you get a wonky aerial and all that sort of stuff, but you can do it. You can watch quite a lot of stuff. You can legitimately watch, you know, the Irish channels for free on a laptop without paying a TV license. The TV license is for the actual physical television, a televisual set in your building that sometimes gets confused. So, you can do all that stuff for free. What people are using dodgy boxes for is to get the premium stuff, the movies, the premium series, and particularly the sport. I mean, the sport is the big one. That's, you're not going to go into a social club, you know, a pub. They're not going to be using a dodgy box to show like Game of Thrones. They're using it to show, and it's almost entirely Premier League. It's Premier League sport and boxing.
Right. It's time dependent as well. Yeah. So it's tied to a specific time and that's its value.
Mm.
And so when you rip that away, and as you say, if they go after the middleman and they're dropping out the last 10 minutes of your Premier League match,
yep,
that's going to affect people's behavior. Will it drive them towards paying their subscription? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We've some evidence that in some cases it will. Like when Netflix clamped down on password sharing, the number of subscriptions went up. It actually did yield extra revenue for them.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating because before that happened and when they kind of gave that sort of short-term warning, people were like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm just going to stop it. And people don't... Don't do what they say.
I know. Yeah. Sure. Anytime I post anything on social media about either a price rise or anything on the streaming channels, I get a whole load of people coming back to me saying, "Oh, that's it. There's nothing on these platforms anyway." It's utter nonsense. And generally speaking, they don't leave. Generally speaking, overall, paid membership of streaming platforms year on year on year on year has gone up over the last, you know, 8 years, 9 years, cumulatively, combined. And it'll probably continue to be the case. I mean, ask the advertising industry here or the linear TV industry. They'll tell you it's all about streaming at the moment. But in terms of whether the basic questions are, if you use a dodgy box, are you in danger from this crackdown? I mean, it's like 98% no. Probably 99.9% no, I would say. And that is kind of, for a lot of people, the be-all and end-all of the question. What we're talking about, morality and the ethics of it, is a secondary thing. It's sort of it's almost like an academic kind of question. Because if they're not going to get caught, they're not going to change their mind.
But you're talking about the first world problems, and that's even more first worldly is to talk about the ethics of a behavior rather than the actual supply and demand for a particular service.
Well, this is a first world country. The vast majority of people in this country do have a first world lifestyle. So within that framework, it's a legitimate conversation, you know, to ask, because like ethical motivations and considerations are the triggers for all sorts of
I agree. But
sustainability, environment, all that sort of stuff.
It's fascinating that we are such a, we're doing so well socioeconomically speaking in comparison to even other European countries. And we have one of the highest rates of dodgy box use in Europe. And I think I heard a figure that it was 5% in Ireland. So 5% of the Irish population have used or use dodgy box.
No question. It would be 5%.
But I suppose with that hard stop of, you're not really in danger to if we're speaking to the dodgy box owner right now. Do you see, I presume you see dodgy box use staying the same or going up?
I don't see it going up, but I think I see it staying the same. The only real threat to dodgy box use, I think, in Ireland is if they become more difficult to use, if they become unwieldy, if they do keep getting disrupted. There's not going to be an effective crackdown on households. If the Federation Against Copyright Theft do disrupt enough networks and sellers, and they have disrupted some, although they are a little tight, I have to say, in terms of sharing information, which has been a little bit irritating. I've covered this now for a couple of years, and they will put out some figures, but they won't really engage more than that, which, you know, doesn't help when we're having conversations like this. But they have done some work, at least, we know. And if they continue to disrupt, or if they effectively disrupt enough networks, then that could have an effect on whether people will actually use dodgy boxes. But really, if you're asking me to bet on whether that will happen enough, I don't think it will. I think, you know, as long as the morality of it is dubious and vague enough for people to do it, you're talking about the internet here. And like, the internet will find a way to get streams and to get content to people, particularly when we're now in an era when most TV watching is digital and electronic and over the web anyway.
And finally, just the, I suppose with that, does it make sense, or is it plausible to have a situation where people are penalized, the consumer is penalized? Because I know if I heard that someone in my WhatsApp group got done for 20 grand for having a dodgy box in their house, I wouldn't go near it with a 10-foot pole.
Well, then that's a pub owner who got done for 20 grand for using
hypothetically
a dodgy
speaking.
Box. I'm not aware of anyone who has been done for 20 grand or
no, but
or
to my
like
point,
it.
Do you think that would change the consumer
behavior?
Yeah, I do.
I think if there was hypothetically some sort of a TV inspector style setup, don't ask me how that would work, but if there was, I do think that would change behavior. But there's no prospect of that happening. The technology to do that is very unclear. I don't know how they would do it. It's difficult enough for them sometimes to prove that somebody has a TV. I've seen houses they keep the curtains closed because they just don't want a TV inspector to look in the window. So there's very little prospect of that happening. So I think it's going to be as you were. I think this time next year we'll be talking about another crackdown on dodgy boxes, and I don't think the figures will be any different. So there you go, JJ Clark, who also produced this podcast. Thank you very much for talking this through with me. Rory Bones was on sound. I'm Adrian Weckler, and you've been listening to The Big Tech Show. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news with the Irish Independent WhatsApp channel.